Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are less than 48 hours away from our Savior, our God, the One, the Chosen One, coming into office and fixing all of our problems. Of course, he's continuing every single policy of George Bush, who continued every policy of Bill Clinton, who continued every policy of George Herbert Walker Bush, because presidents, at least since the assassination of John F. Kennedy in 1963 in Dallas, have been complete vassal frontman puppets. But there's a few things that are different about Barack Obama. The mass cult programming the mainstream media is using. The fact that the establishment wants him to be a cult-like leader with national compulsory service for the American people to ram through major changes. The change is an acceleration of the tyranny we've been witnessing unfolding over the last few decades. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Alex Jones, your host. It is Sunday, the 18th day of January, 2009. I've been out of town spending a little time with my family, gearing up and resting up for the nightmares that are about to follow. Where to start? Where to begin? First off, ladies and gentlemen, we have seen a ring of Chicago criminals. Blagojevich, that the White House chief of staff handpicked and brought up through the ranks of Chicago power. That's right. The foreigner, the individual who's a member of a foreign military organization, the IDF. Why that's an issue or not a big issue, we know the corporate media basically covers that up. But the White House chief of staff, this individual in Chicago big machine system, brought up two men, Barack Obama and, of course, Governor Blagojevich, who's in so much trouble right now and arrogantly saying, what's the big deal with trying to sell Senate seats or a Senate seat with the missing Barack Obama? And we have the Rezcos and the Weathermen and the money launderers and the corrupt people all over the place and all the old Clintons pouring back in to this administration. We have, again, the Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, who was the handler for the big city machine in Chicago over Obama and the little twin they brought up with him, Blagojevich. And in the last week, they've been focusing in somewhat, but saying it's no big deal and spinning it. That, well, he was advised he didn't have to pay it. No, he was told he had to pay his taxes. It was his income tax, and because he was a U.S. citizen. And he said he wasn't going to pay it. And then when he got picked to be the new Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner said, okay, I will pay it. Now, the issue here is that over 65%, every year it comes out in the news, that, over 60% of the House and Senate don't pay income taxes. And then you'll see in the financial pages that the major Fortune 500 pay on average 1% tax. And their CEOs and executives just don't pay the tax on average, the majority. And because they're part of the ruling class, it's selectively enforced. And besides, why should the new Treasury Secretary nominee, Timothy Geithner, pay income tax to himself? Yes, that's what he would do. You know, when you fill out your tax check, your income tax check, if you're self-employed, people don't notice that work for somebody else that's taken out of their check. They don't bother the slaves. They don't bother the uninformed, unconscious people. But folks that have to, you know, pay employees or who are self-employed, you know, they get the big tax bill. You know, they see the tax bill. And you write the check to the Federal Reserve Bank. See, we didn't have an income tax till 1913, and it was only 1% until the 1950s. And so over 60%, it's over 65%, you can pull up the latest number, do not pay income tax. Don't believe me, just Google Congress not paying income tax or government officials not paying taxes. And you'll see it. They don't care. That's why you hear about mayors and people not paying taxes, because that's not for them. This is a mafia organization. Over 60% of the money you pay in income tax is completely sent offshore. And the rest of it's paid in interest of the private Federal Reserve. You know the 8.5 trillion. We haven't gotten new numbers in 5 weeks, but in the first few months of the banker bailout, Bloomberg and AP did report $8.5 trillion taken, and the Federal Reserve said it's secret. We're not going to tell Congress or anybody where the money went. And now they're talking about a multi-trillion dollar new bailout. And they're saying that we will give the money to the private Federal Reserve, who will then secretly do whatever it wants with it. And then we don't just pay the taxes to pay for the bailout. You then get to pay interest to the Federal Reserve for them taking your money and keeping it. And the only analogy I can think of is that's like if you're on a car lot selling Mercedes-Benz. There's a $60,000 Mercedes, and you tell the person who comes on the lot, I will give you the $60,000 Mercedes, and I will then pay you $60,000, it's actually more in interest compounded, to take the Mercedes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, $120,000 total value for zero. And so that's why the big bankers are in control. That's why they own the media and run the society, is because they have the biggest – it's not even a Ponzi scheme. It's bigger than that. I'm watching children with Obama uniforms on CNN right now chant Obama, Obama, Obama. Obama. And his chief of staff openly says, 18 to 24, you will serve in the new Federal National Guard, no longer at the state level, and that old people will have to serve in another brigade, and that everyone's going to have to serve. And then meanwhile, the media will never cover this, even though Obama's people go on TV and say it. And then they're calling it voluntary national service and saying, well, we're going to feed the homeless, knowing that sounds good. That's a good way to break the ice. We're going to feed the homeless, and then we're going to force your children to be domestic spies and to go into the military. And now the military ads in trailers before movies and on TV. I mean, it's like I'm living in Nazi Germany. It's so over the top, so corny, such pure classical propaganda. And they say, well, what? How dare you not like America and our military? It isn't our military. This country has been seized by foreign Ponzi scheme operators. With the Ponzi scheme money they've had from the Federal Reserve over close to 90 years, they have fully taken over this society, and now they are turning us into a classical slave state. And if you read the Club of Rome and Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission and RAND Corporation documents that we post on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com every day, everything we say documented, they state they are going to use phony carbon taxes, taxing the very carbon cycle of the planet. They are going to regulate every facet of your life. They're going to have spies everywhere over every facet of your life. They are going to tax and regulate and control all farms, ranches, companies, businesses. They wanted all the companies to move offshore. That's why they paid them to leave. Now they're going to shut down the rest of them, and you're only going to have a few select global corporations, because to these big global corporations, it isn't about having a good product or being free market. That's all just talk. It's about controlling government and having government give them corporate welfare and tailor economies into monopolies and oligopolies where these cartels literally operate as governments. That's all the New World Order is. It's a consortium of the Fortune 100 controlling the Fortune 500, amassing their wealth outside the country. You know, they reported a few weeks ago that 19,000-plus Swiss bank accounts of UBS were shut down. And it was that's nothing. The real money gets to leave their money offshore and is left alone. That was smaller Swiss bank accounts. You see, you pay taxes to the Federal Reserve and then pay them interest to be able to have the pleasure to be a slave and pay them taxes. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Now tell your fuck, it's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul.
It is Sunday, the 18th day of January, 2009. Less than 48 hours from our savior, the corporate media has told us. The same corporate media that told us the Federal Reserve was governmental when it's private. The same media that told us to care about O.J. Simpson and other distractions and Anna Nicole Smith instead of the private banks looting and robbing this nation. The same corporate media that told us that Iraq had nuclear weapons and was going to use them on us in 45 minutes if we didn't attack. The same media owned by the foreign offshore corporations that are looting you and your family. And if you don't get wise to that and angry about that, it's over. Folks, I want to take a lot of phone calls today. Your response, all the media hype and propaganda about our new savior, our Fuhrer, our leader, Barack Obama, what's happening now almost a month into the Gaza bombardment. 877-590-5525. 877-590-5525. On stations out there across the country, on the AM and FM dial, listening on the Internet at PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, folks listening on the global shortwave and satellite, you can call 877-590-5525. Or if you're listening all over Texas, it goes all the way up to Oklahoma and down to the coast, the big blowtorch, News Radio 590 KLBJ that I do the show out of, syndicates out of, 836-0590. 836-0590. A lot of phone calls today. Okay, so Obama tries to appoint Richardson to Commerce Secretary, and he's got all these scams and things going on, so he has to step down. He's got his colleague, Blagojevich, that came up with in all this trouble. You've got former World Bank minion and globalist, Timothy Geithner, not paying taxes, but they say that's okay, it's just an accident. No big deal. When on record, he refused to pay them because, again, it's only for us, the milk cows. There are hundreds of constitutional taxes. The income tax is not one of them. You know where you find it? The Communist Manifesto. Am I saying this is a communist conspiracy? No. The same central banks that ran that country, and it's in the Communist Manifesto to have an income tax and a central bank. Have you read the Communist Manifesto? Compulsory national public education, compulsory national service, all of these things. On and on and on. And we saw a curious phenomenon. Obama had like a 55%, depending on the poll you saw, right in the 50 approval rating. But when he won, he suddenly got close to a 70% because you have all these losers out there who may not like somebody, but as soon as they're a winner, well, I'm part of the bandwagon. And that's what this bandwagon to hell is all about. Now, if you're a new listener, let's get one thing straight. What is this, right-wing talk radio? We're not into the left-right paradigm here, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they control us. We haven't had a left-right paradigm except for the last 100 years. Before it was, is a candidate for more liberty? Are they for the special interest or are they for the Constitution? It was the same thing in Europe. Is this person a tyrant or a thug or a tool of the robber barons or the elite? Or are they for the people? And that's the issue here. So, of course, I cut my teeth on talk radio attacking Bill Clinton. Not because I didn't like Democrats, but because the guy was corrupt. The guy was a liar. The guy was clearly involved in Oklahoma City and the police state and going after the Second Amendment. I'm a constitutionalist. So, see, I'm on that team, the Constitution and Bill of Rights, because it's the best system ever formed and enshrines basic human rights. Because the establishment hates the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So if the establishment is for something, I'm against it. Because the establishment is tyrannical and doesn't have your best interest at heart. So they're hyping up, you know, a half million, a million, 2 million, who knows what it'll be. They're all there to see this incredible thing, the inauguration of a president. And meanwhile, he said he'd stop the warrantless wiretapping. He says he's going to continue it. He said he was going to get rid of Guantanamo Bay. He says he's going to keep it for a while now. But they've already set up other new camps, so that's pointless. They're already planning to shut it down. See, so it's a ceremonial thing he's doing. Everything Barack Obama is doing is globalist, is New World Order, is anti-American. And the biggest thing is announcing CO2 as a toxic waste. That's part of the carbon cycle. It's like the sun cycle, the water cycle. There's four things. Oxygen, carbon dioxide, light, and water is what makes life possible. That's what us carbon-based life forms need. And see, we exhale carbon dioxide and plants breathe it, and the plankton breathe it. The photoplankton, and then they exhale oxygen, and we breathe that, and it's a cycle. It's not a toxic waste. And they know that, and we've now had one of the coldest winters, well, I got the number here, in 129 years worldwide. And why is that? Because what all the real scientists tell us, and it turned out that the UN didn't have 2,000 scientists signed on. That was all a big lie. Most of them went public and said, hey, I was just consulted on this. I never signed on to all this, so we need a carbon tax. And now, oh, ExxonMobil came out and said, we believe in global warming. We need a global tax I remember just a year ago having the heir to the Rothschild fortune worth hundreds of billions of dollars on my radio show and him saying there is no plan for attacks. You are a liar. It doesn't exist. Didn't matter about congressional testimony and all the documents. All these years, everybody, it doesn't exist. There's no plan. Global warming isn't about a new tax. It's about thousands of new taxes. And now Exxon, Mobil, Rex Tillerson, they come out and they say, you know what, we were wrong. It's all real. We need a global tax. That was just a week ago. Well, I remember 6 months ago seeing that was going to happen. How did I know? I saw a few little blurbs in the news that David Rockefeller had asserted the fact that he is the majority owner of the 12 major U.S. oil companies, and he had gone to their board meetings, all 12 board meetings, and he had told them, you're all fired if you do not accept this. You see, the Rockefellers never gave up their trust. They own the majority of the oil. You know the only other two companies that operate in the United States that are not subsidiaries of the Rockefellers? British Petroleum and Dutch Royal Shell. And Dutch Royal Shell and British Petroleum are both 50-50 in the owner controlling A-rated stock owned by who? The Queen of the Netherlands, Queen Beatrix, and her cousin, Queen Elizabeth II. That's it. That's the only people that own oil companies. I want to explain that to you. It's David Rockefeller, and it's the Queen of England, and it's the Queen of the Netherlands. And no amount of Saturday Night Live jokes about that will ever make it not be the truth. Don't believe me? Just go Google British Petroleum, and then you'll be on the major news sites, and you can read who owns British Petroleum. Oh, and by the way, British Petroleum and BP really co-own each other. They're even in the same office complex in London. BP is 50% owned by the Dutch, and Dutch Royal Shell is 50% owned by the British. And so the oil companies were saying, this is ridiculous bull that carbon dioxide is going to kill everybody. And David Rockefeller came down 6 months ago. In fact, don't believe me? Just Google David Rockefeller, ExxonMobil, and click news. And you'll read how he went in and he said, listen, you're all fired if you don't get. And that's why the NFL and that's why CBS and CNN and all the major media and corporations and schools are saying climate change is real. Well, of course, climate change is real. We have seasons. The sun just cooled down. So it was getting hotter. Now it's going to get colder. And if the sun heats back up, it'll get warmer. It's the sun. The sun. It warms the earth. The sun. The sun. I mean, do we have some volcanic heat being generated? Yes, but that's it. The heat comes from the sun. I know it's a radical, extreme, bizarre conspiracy theory. So the big news is they're going to have 20,000 troops, 10,000 regular army, 10,000 National Guard, patrolling everyone, selling everyone to get used to the image of troops on the streets for the inauguration.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to go to your phone calls. And in the next hour, I'm going to break down what this Barack Obama administration is really going to mean. Get more into this big stunt inauguration, how it's meant to suck the public in into believing in the system, to psychologically, mentally, intellectually invest in Obama, that he's going to be the change. Because Congress still has a 9% approval rating. And you know, it was Rahm Emanuel, his new chief of staff, that engineered the big Democratic win in 2006. And when they got in, did they end the war? They expanded it. And Obama's saying he's going to expand the military even larger than it is now and have it domestically on the streets. So people say, well, that's George Bush getting ready to put the troops on the streets of America. George Bush is a puppet and so is Obama. They're going to do whatever the bankers tell them, whatever the shadow government that's now not so shadow tells them. So we're going to go over all of that coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to get your take. Less than 48 hours out from the big inauguration coming up Tuesday morning, the 20th of January, on where you see things going, and are there any Obama zombies around you? You know, I'm trying to convince people that Republicans are controlled by foreign financial interest, a foreign corporate takeover. That's all the New World Order is a corporation setting up global government and taxing us and regulating us with a sickening carbon tax on every facet of life, from your toilet to your light bulbs to your water to your cows and sheep. You say, I don't have cows and sheep and chickens. Well, I don't care if there's a carbon tax on them. Well, that's going to be passed on to you. And it's the regulators, the control, the taxation, the bureaucracy, all of it. So right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Logan in Missouri. Logan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. What's up?
On the air worldwide, sir. How may I serve you?
I'm just going to tell you that Jason Burmes did a great job while you were away, and Bob Dacey, when he was in that day, was hilarious. Great show. Another thing I'd like to say is it's really scary seeing a lot of Obama zombies in Missouri. It's very scary. Even my brothers and my brother's girlfriend, who are really aware of how bad Bush was, are all completely brainwashed by it all.
Well, here's an example. I'm watching CNN right now, and they're running an ad, and it's this ad where this military guy is walking around in empty streets in New York City, and then everybody walks up and shakes his hand. It's about peer pressure. You've got to support whatever the military's doing, and the subconscious message is military on the streets. And then the Pentagon came out yesterday and said, of course we're engaged in domestic propaganda. The point is it's just getting sickening. And all over the country, I'm confirming reports that the schools are openly teaching small children, do your parents smoke cigarettes? Well, they're drug addicts. Report on them. And even if you think your parents might be on drugs but have no proof, report on them. This is Eastern Germany. This is Russia. This isn't liberty. This isn't freedom. This is disgusting. The culture of liberty is being destroyed. We have to stand up. Go ahead.
Did you see the Colbert Report where they're actually talking about compulsory service? It was crazy.
Yeah, and he's making jokes. They're making jokes like it's fun and it's funny. Compulsory service is good.
Yeah, it's horrifying. I mean, I'm sitting here watching this, and my mom, like, even because she's actually aware, she pulled me in there while it was on, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is on the Colbert Report when that's usually just the funny show.
That's why they're destroying the economy on purpose, so you don't have a choice. So you've got to, quote, forced service, but you will be paid. See, they destroy the economy, then make you work for the government. That's what, and then the government gives those profits to private corporations. That's why they're setting up the carbon taxes, to pay the trillions of dollars in interest to the banks that the money was given to.
Exactly. And the last thing I wanted to ask is if you had a good vacation.
You know, I hardly watch a lot of TV when I'm not in town. And when I'm in town or out of town, I kind of watch the aggregated clips and boil downs on the web, on YouTube and Google and other places. But when I'm on vacation, I tend to watch more TV at night, and I watched a lot of it, and it was just sickening. The fawning, controlled corporate media, every channel, worshiping Obama, getting all the slaves hyped up that he'll fix it, he'll save it. All you've got to do is do what he says. Just shut up, do what he says, and he'll fix it. But if you don't do what he says, it's your fault the economy fell apart. It's your fault all this happened, because you didn't shut up and be a slave. Oh, my gosh, you're a racist, too. Tom in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Nothing much, bro.
Hey, have you heard anything about this Tim Cerretto guy? Apparently Obama died in, like, April 2002, and a Kenyan named Tim Cerretto is taking Obama's place.
You know, I know that one of his cousins of Dinga ran for office, and Obama, from his Senate website, email, told him how to stage riots and how to overthrow the government or how to force a takeover of the government, but I don't know about this other stuff, no.
Yeah, that's just what I've heard. I really haven't seen any real proof on it. I just wondering if you...
Well, there's a lot of baloney going on out there instead of all the real things we know.
Yeah. I figured it was just disinformation. Oh, yeah, and one suggestion about the website. Here's the deal. Every time I go to try to find something, I typically go to Infowars.com first because it's the most well-known name in the truth movement. But the thing is, I can't find any real archived information. Like, the other day I wanted to know what the Club of Rome was, so I went there, and I couldn't find any real archives on it without having to watch the videos, and I don't have any money for Prison Planet TV right now, you know?
So, well, sir, that's how you're searching, okay? I mean, I can go... We have links on the website to search engines, okay? And I'm not saying the websites are perfect. We're trying to make them better. But what you do is you go to a search engine, and then you type in the terms you're looking for, and then you put Infowars.com at the end of that, and then the search engine will search the site. We put up probably 50, 60 articles, sometimes 100 articles, on PrisonPlanet.com alone, on Infowars.com alone. And a lot of times some of the same news, but a lot of it's different. And so I'm trying to hire more people and things right now, but that takes money to have people put it in specific archives. Like if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, you know what, you're just not looking. If you go to PrisonPlanet.com, there's a key section, like 30, 40 links down there at the bottom to key archive sections. And so I really can't help you. I appreciate your call. Okay, let's go to Scott in San Diego. Scott, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, about Obama, I think he's going to be worse than Bush. I think he's going to have, you know, doctors and all types of businesses spying on us more so, and he's going to get...
Oh, no, he said that. Look, farms, ranches, industry, medical systems, everything federalized. Look, the Homeland Security Patriot Act compliance, when you buy a car, when you rent a car, when you get a hotel, when you fly, when you get on a bus, when you do anything... It's under Patriot Act compliance, nothing to do with terror. And now farming, ranching, doctors, it's all under the federal government, which is really international government control.
And he's going to do all of this under left cover, you know, so people who were complaining with Bush and his wiretapping and spying and so forth, you know, Obama's going to get away with it because people are going to say,
and then four to 8 years later, they'll put a Republican in. And they'll tell you they're the savior. And then all the conservatives that were mad about what Obama was doing, they suddenly won't see it and go, well, my gosh, it's a Republican. It's got to be great. And then they'll all get behind it. And the same thing happens over and over again until people see past the two-year-old illusion, you know, that a two-year-old should be able to see through, just the elementary illusion that they own both interests and they use slick corporate packaging to program people.
Because last week, a good friend of mine took his six-year-old son into a pediatrician, and the nurse came in and was asking questions, you know, medical questions about the son, and it was just a routine checkup. And in the list of these questions, the nurse asked, do you have any guns in the household? And my friend is a patriot from Atlanta, Georgia, and he listens to your show all the time and visits InfoWars.com, and he was really taken back by this, you know.
Well, let me tell you what happens now. You see, the guns aren't illegal, but they'll try to CPS your children off that question. Then they go to the toddler in the other room and say, do you ever see daddy's gun? And then that alone is enough to sic CPS on you. It's just a lawless, that's the issue. I can't describe to listeners how bad the tyranny already is, and the public has no idea. Go ahead.
What would be the appropriate answer for a patriot to say when you're asked that question? He just said he didn't feel that was appropriate and he didn't answer it. But where does that data go?
What again, all of it goes into federal databases. That's what all of this, sir, all over the country. In Austin, they have TV ads. It's in my film Road to Tyranny, telling the children that they give them $200 credit cards with $200 on them to talk about what's in their parents' medicine cabinet. All over the country, in the 6th and 7th grade, they have a semester-long course with a BATF-registered teacher having them write dossiers on their parents. Folks, it's so far gone. I appreciate your call. And the earlier caller, I don't know what you're talking about. All my films are free on Google and YouTube to say you can't pay PrisonPlanet.tv to say watch in.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, we had a caller earlier. Let me go back to your other calls and get more into the news on this live 18th of January 2009 edition. It was like, when I go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, I can't find these articles about the Club of Rome. Well, let me just go through a few points here. I'm not mad at you. I'm glad you're asking how to get the info, which is frustrating. Back when I made America Destroyed by Design in 1996-97, took me a year and a half to make the film, I showed the executive order. I showed just one section of the film. I had to go to the library. I had to pay an archivist in Kentucky to go to one of the state libraries where the state had passed a law against the United Nations takeover of the national parks. And then I went to the national parks and would show the UN sign saying it was under UN control. And I would show how under UNESCO, the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization, how it was pledged as collateral under the national debt. And I put that in the film. And then people for years said it wasn't real and it wasn't true. Well, I mean, I went and got all the documents, and I put it in the film. You know, the same thing goes for when I say that it's $8.5 trillion stolen by the foreign banks and that the banker bailout bill was really a takeover bill. I mean, I read the bill. We wrote articles about it. We posted links to it showing that it would give them unlimited secret power, that no one could be told where the money went. And then now it's all public. People say, well, where's the article $8.5 trillion? Well, you just Google $8.5 trillion bailout. And it's San Francisco Chronicle, Associated Press, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It all comes up. That's why I love the fact that I'm doing PrisonPlanet.tv live for at least 2 hours every day during the Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., four-hour show. Because on that show, I'll say something and I'll go, you know what, guys in the control room? Google that. And on screen, you will see them Google the term I give them, like $8.5 trillion bailout, and boom. They'll post the mainstream articles. I mean, everything I'm saying is true. I was on Mancow Muller about a week and a half ago, a big syndicated show all over the country. And I brought up the fact that they've put Homeland Security blimps all over the nation and that they're high altitude. They're at about 100,000 feet. They run off solar power. They're unmanned. They've got ground penetrating radar. They've got biometric cameras that scan the way you walk from above, and then it gives a biometric fingerprint, basically, of who you are from above, so they can track everywhere you individually go. They put these blimps all over the United States, and I had MSNBC, I had Reuters, I had hundreds of articles. Just Google Homeland Security blimp, and the host just said, nope, it's not true. And then I'm crazy. It's funny. All of this is funny to people. Folks, it isn't funny. None of this is a joke. This is all real. I mean, I got the guys in here, Jaron and Paul, running the show. Guys, I mean, everything I'm talking about, I got articles right here, don't I? Huh? They're right here. And then, you know, a week from now, somebody may ask me, well, where's your proof that Obama's new Treasury Secretary he's nominated didn't pay taxes? Well, I mean, it's not my job to go out and find the exact article and then hand deliver it to everybody's house, millions of you listening all over the country and the world. Here's the proof. It's your job to go find out if what I'm saying is true. I remember I learned 8 years ago they were using the military satellites to spy on the American people. It was in government documents. Now it's all over the news. People still live in denial. Denying something doesn't make it not true. And I'm not saying the listener was doing that. But you've got to spend a little time and a little energy. You know, even though it hurts me financially and hurts the work I do, all of my films, all 21 of my films, the 20 films I've made, I guess it's 22 films, and then 20 films I've made and the two I've produced, all 22 are available for free on the web. YouTube, Google, Blip TV, 100 other, 200, 300. I mean, who knows? It's everywhere. It's all free. Hundreds and 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 hundreds of sites. It's all free. I fly all over the country and the world. I spend hundreds of thousands of dollars making films, and then people say they can't find them. Google Terror Storm. Or use some other search engine, and you will see Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terrorism. Google, Truth Rising, you will find it. Now, if you want to support us, the guy's like, well, I can't pay for that to see your films. If you want to see the films in high quality, and you want to financially support us so we can operate and expand and have more people to make the websites better and have better archives and have better organization, then purchase the DVDs, the films, the books, the materials, not just the films I've made, but the books and videos I carry at InfoWars.com on the online video and bookstore shopping cart. That's it. I mean, if I really am a fan of something, I'm sure I could go find Stanley Kubrick films for free on the web, on the BitTorrents, but I don't do it. I own the Stanley Kubrick collection. But I make no attempt to stop my videos. In fact, I've always encouraged you making copies and posting them on the web and getting them out because that's the main mission. But then people tell me they can't find them. That is baloney. That is baloney. You don't need to pay 15 cents a day to have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and watch the show live at PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, we have to charge something to pay for the bandwidth and high quality. You can watch it when everybody, we post it there every day after it's live as an archive. People rip it all over the web. We love it. We link to the rips. Well, we link every day to the rips. Here's all these YouTube and Google channels and places. You know, our videos are number one routinely on Google's top 100. Just number one. Millions a day watching them for free. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. And I'm surprised the public just doesn't say I don't exist or the videos don't exist. I mean, nothing exists. And, you know, I told you for 13 years they were going to stage terror attacks and put troops on the streets of America, and that when they finally dropped the hammer, the banks were going to devalue the currency and that the banks were going to create a global crisis and set up a carbon tax, and now it's all happening. I made films over 10 years ago saying this, and now it's all happened. And do I get up here and say, oh, I just strategized all this, and I just guessed the future. I didn't guess any of it. You know, when I make a film about the Club of Rome, the globalists, the CFR, Trilateral Commission, when I tell you David Rockefeller hailed Mao Zedong killing 60 million people, do I just link to some website that has the quote? No, I sent people, thank God I have some help now, down to the UT library to get the 1976 New York Times op-ed piece written by David Rockefeller where he says it. And let me tell you something else. I videotaped them going through the stacks and putting the microfiche on the spools and rolling it across the lit-up screen and then videotaped it for you. I even showed myself at the UT library getting the article. Still, they say it's not real. Still, they say it's made up. Folks, we're in a lot of trouble. We don't have time to play Ring Around the Rosie anymore. We don't have time to live in denial anymore. I was on a local morning show about 2 years ago when the illegal aliens were having millions of people demonstrate all over the United States, calling for amnesty, basically the North American Union, where anybody who comes here is legal. and can get on welfare. I was on the morning show, and I said, Rob Allen & Co., the major Republican strategist firm that even gets Mexican presidents elected, runs their elections, was hired by the White House and paid to have these illegal alien demonstrations. And thank God, of the three hosts, one of them was informed on the issue. I'm not saying the others were bad because they weren't informed. Mark Caesar, program director right here at the station. He goes, yeah, I saw that article a few weeks ago. He's right. It's true. Because, I mean, and I don't blame the other host on some local talk station when I go on their morning show and I say the White House is running through a PR firm with federal money, over $50 million, these fake demonstrations. People didn't believe that. I mean, it was in the Dallas Morning News. But it was buried like it was no big deal, just in a paragraph. Oh, by the way, the White House is paying for all this. By the way, this is paid by Rob Allen & Co. out of Dallas. So, thank God. You know, I go on shows. I do interviews every day. And some of the hosts check out what I say. Some of the hosts don't. And you know how frustrating it is to know my country's being destroyed, that foreign international banking criminals are taking over, that they're going to – you think government's out of control now. This is nothing. The Obama change is to turn it up by a million times because Bush couldn't get the job done. And that's why the media is creating this disgusting cult of personality, saying he can do no wrong and he's our savior. And the rest of the government has a 9, 10% approval rating, but he's got a 70% approval rating. Because, folks, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, whenever governments hype up somebody and say they're the savior and God, look out. That isn't the American way. That isn't freedom's way. That is dangerous. And they're openly saying forced youth brigades, a million man domestic spy force, a million person environmental bureaucrat force. Starbucks will give you free coffee if you'll go sign up for the thing. And they say, oh, it's for the homeless, just to introduce the idea. Oh, well, it's for the homeless. And then it's and for gun confiscation. You're not against the homeless, are you? I'm telling the truth. I've always told the truth. We've been right about everything. We've done an incredible job. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The United